This is the Visual Developers Podcast with your hosts, Lacey Kessler, Matt Varghese, and Ben Parker. Interviews, no-code reviews, tutorials, and more, we're here to talk about all things no-code.
Hey, everybody. Ben here with Visual Dev FM, back for another episode, joined, as always, by my co-hosts, Lacey and Matt.
Heyo.
And today we're going to be talking a little bit about Webflow. We're going to talk about the most underrated Webflow features, those hidden gems and wonderful things in Webflow that we think are super incredible that most people are not utilizing or that, you know, doesn't get enough love. So can't wait to dive into that. Lots of hot takes in this episode. You're going to enjoy it. But before we get there, as always, we want to start with the review of the last presidential debate. No, kidding. I asked Lacey what we were talking about tonight. She was like, presidential debates? I was like, nah.
We've lost all of our listeners.
Yeah. Clown show. All right. No, on to the real clown show, this podcast. No, I'm joking. On to our no-code roundup. So we want to start with Webflow. First of all, Webflow, if you've been in the university at all, you're probably used to the voice of Webflow, which, you know, everybody calls them, for forever called them the voice, and then we got to see his face, and people are used to McGuire and all that amazing work that he does, but we've seen new faces lately in Webflow courses, and there's some really fun videos with Grimmer from Webflow, that they're really funny. They're short, mini courses. I think longest one is maybe a minute long, like 1 minute learn about X, 1 minute learn about Y. And they all have me laughing really hard, and they're super entertaining. So if you haven't checked those out, definitely give them a look.
He is so funny. Like he is, I was blown away by how funny those videos were. Like I messaged Ben the other day because I was like, wait a minute, is McGuire out? Because I'm seeing all like Grimmer stuff. And though he wouldn't tell me anything because Webflow policy, you know, whatever. But anyway, I told him that sometimes like when I'm feeling down or having a hard day, I'll go watch Webflow videos because they make me laugh. And I saw Grimmer's and I was just like almost in tears. I was laughing so hard. They're so good.
You're not the only person who watches those whenever you're having a weird day. I'm always like, I need something funny to watch. I'm going to turn on Webflow University. I'm just going to jump on over, watch some videos, laugh a little bit. Those always make me laugh. Education team at Webflow is hands down the best in the world. So good. So if you aren't watching those, definitely go check those out. Really cool features that have released here for Webflow. There's a couple things. One, first, last, even an odd styling for CMS is here, which is really cool. So basically you put in a list of items, a collection list, and then you can say every odd item have this gray background. Or, you know, if you've built a list and you have like borders on the left and right, and you know, you just want to put a border on the first item and a border on the last item. It's a real easy way to do that. Just styling those specific things, which is really cool. So definitely something you want to check out. If you live in the CMS like I do, like that's my favorite thing to play with. I love Webflow CMS, and this is going to be something you absolutely will adore. It's really good stuff. E-commerce discounts, they're out of beta. So this was in a Webflow update. You know, whenever you open your Webflow dashboard, there's nothing more exciting than having that modal pop up and seeing this since you've been gone. And first things first for me, I start hearing Kelly Clarkson in my head because I sing the song, which is, I mean, how can you not? But then you get to read about these really cool features that have been added. And so the discounts came out. It was in beta for quite a while. And, you know, originally it was just, hey, there's a discount. Now it's like percentage, fixed, free shipping, all kinds of different things. You can limit the number of times. You can you know, set discounts that only work once a certain, once an order hits a certain value. You can, you know, create discount codes, provide, you know, all kinds of different pieces to it. And so it's really cool to see how this feature grew and how well-rounded it is. I'm pretty excited about it.
And this was like the granular, like to me, the thing that Webflow e-commerce is missing in the beginning, and maybe it was like the initial version that was released to the public, it was missing those granular features. But like being able to set the discounts at this level reminds me more of doing e-commerce in Foxy, because I have that granularity. Foxy is like a little too granular. Shopify is like the nice middle ground, but I'm like really glad. Like I say, every time we have an e-commerce update from Webflow, I'm glad to see the progression, because it gets us that much closer to building a better Shopify competitor.
Yeah, I really love it. These updates that they've been, you know, rolling out for these discounts have just been, in my mind, really incredible, and it makes e-commerce so much more polished. And to your point, you know, knowing people or clients, potential clients who wanted to use it, and they're like, oh, the thing that's holding me back is
right
X. And this is one of those things that gets brought up often. Like, I want discounts. You're like, hey, discounts are here. They're like, yeah, but I need it to do, I need exactly. to do this with it. I need exactly. to limit it, or it needs to be, you know, order needs to reach a certain threshold. And it's like all these little things that you've been waiting for, it's here. So definitely go check that out. Webflow customer support team, hooray, won an award. It's pretty cool, from Help Scout. They were in the top five support teams using Help Scout. And it is really such a cool honor, and super stoked for our team. And if you've worked with the Webflow customer support team, you know how awesome they all are. So props to them. Super cool. And
you say them, but for anyone listening that doesn't know, our very own Ben is part of the support team, and in my mind, an integral part. So cheers to you, my friend.
Agreed.
You deserve it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We're really excited about it. It's awesome to see the whole team rewarded this way. And it was based on customer satisfaction, which is really cool. Which, like I said, if you've dealt with anybody on the support team, you know how awesome that experience can be. So super big props to everybody who did all that work. Really fun. FinSuite. Wait, did we decide? Is it FinSuite or Fins? Every time we play this game.
FinSuite.
FinSuite. There we go. One of these days I'm going to remember.
FinSuite is FinSuite.
Whoa.
It depends on how it's used. Because like when Joe signs off some of his blog articles, it's F and sweet, but he'll explicitly have the apostrophe.
Yeah, I'm always like, I don't know. Like I said, I'm always like, or sometimes I just want to drop the F bomb and just go for it. Like, I don't know. Like, but here we are. FinSuite. Big announcement here. If you're in the Webflow community at all, of course, you know about FinSuite and all the amazing tools that they build to help visual developers like us. You know, build the coolest products for clients and people, and just for ourselves, whatever we're doing. And Raymar of No Code Video fame and Clone Comp and all of that fun stuff is joining FinSuite, going to be working with FinSuite and working with the community, which is really exciting. I'm always stoked to see more people building into this community and working with people and you know, providing resources. So stoked for them. This is really cool. Congrats. I think this is pretty awesome. But link in the show notes. If you want to go see the tweet, read the blog post about this, you can go check that out. No Code Devs, if you follow them on Twitter, their newsletter was featured on Product Hunt, just released, which is really cool. So if you're looking for more no code news, definitely go check this out. If you're like me, I sign up for all the things because I want to be able to read all the news and try to keep up with all the pieces. It feels almost impossible to do these days when it comes to no code. In fact, if I see one more article from some big publishing sources, how no code will change the face of the future. It's like every no code article is the same. It's like, yes, okay, this one's been written before. But I love seeing these newsletters because there's so much happening in the no-code space. And it's awesome to have so many people curating that and helping keep us up on it. So props and congrats on that launch. Flamingo. So our friend Mackenzie, built Flamingo Webflow course. What hasn't Mackenzie built? I guess, so much great content, so much great stuff. And he has a show called The Flamingo Show that is all about Webflow. And episode 2 is here. And so you definitely want to go check that out. So link to the tweet in the show notes. But he covers, quite a few different things. So some examples of scroll-based interactions and templates and some tools for you to use. So it's definitely worth your time. You want to go check this show out and give it a watch. Glide. We are the official, unofficial Glide podcast. New update from Glide, which is Math Column can now do calculations with date and time, which is really cool. So their example was, how long ago was it since we released a feature? 8 days. And that's like right on cue for them. They ship so fast and so often. It's so cool. So props to the Glide team. Definitely something you want to check out. Chris Messina, who some of you may follow on Twitter, tweeted about a really cool project, which was near and dear to my heart. So I want to say props and thanks to Chris Messina for launching this. He launched a website that provides Alfred. I don't know, Matt, Lacey, either of you use Alfred?
Changes my life. Oh my God. What? Like, I think that's the best. I think it's in euros, maybe pounds, best 50 pounds I've ever spent. Like, game changer software.
Yeah, Alfred's the best.
Wait, what is it? What is it? And why am I just not hearing about this?
Alfred's like this automation software. I use it really heavy myself. It's one of my favorites. It's like a software that allows you to do automations and all sorts of great things. And they have a simple keystroke command. On Mac, it brings up a menu. You can type in a command, pass it a value, and it'll run this automation. And it can do all kinds of things. Like, this site is just searches. So you can command, command period brings it up. You put in the command for it. So it might be Airtable or air and then space. And it knows it's going to search Airtable, and you type in your search term. It opens up Airtable and searches that term. So instead of having to do all the clicks to open it up, it's just command period air, your term, boom, it opens it up.
Hold on. Do you use Alfred for automations? Because if so, I'm fascinated by that. Because I don't, that's not what I primarily use it for. I use it for, you use something else for keyboard snippets or common like text snippets. But I use it for that, and I use it largely for search to find apps really quickly. I haven't played around with automations too much.
So searching the web, automations. So here's a pro tip. Stream Deck or Alfred app plus Keyboard Maestro equals so much fun, you can hardly stand yourself. Also, if you're proficient with Apple scripts, it's incredible. So you can literally, like, say, open it up to this web page, scroll down till you find this button, take a screenshot, save it to here, put it there. Like, it's really incredible, and you just simple command, right? So anyway, but Alfred, super great tool. If you're not using it, you are missing out. So maybe that's the point of this whole podcast, is that you learned that Alfred exists and you should be using it. Keyboard Maestro as well. Chris tweeted that he built this site with all these different searches that you can. The cool part is, if you build an automation with Alfred, you can save that configuration and share it with other users. And he built a site that has those built in for these searches. I built it with Pori, which we talked about in a previous episode. Pori lets you take Airtable content and quickly spin up a website. So this is really cool. Wanted to highlight it. I thought it was really awesome, especially since we had talked about Pori in an episode past. Definitely worth checking out. So if you're an automation type person, which if you're listening to the Visual Developers Podcast, I would bet you are. You're interested in some of these things. It's definitely worth checking out. Uncork. Wow. I don't know if anybody listening to this has used Uncork. Uncork is like a no-code tool, but it's meant for enterprise, right? pretty powerful. That has hit a new valuation of $2 billion. Yeah, that's a B, $2 billion with a new fundraise. And so if you're listening to this podcast because you're one of these people who want to laugh and bet against no code, sorry about your life. This probably just ruined your day. if you're here as a no code fan, this is super cool. Like anything that puts more eyes on the no code space, anything that shows more value as to what it brings and what it's capable of is a win. I think this is super awesome. This is an article in Forbes. So if you want to check that out, link in the show description for you to check. But this is super cool. Super cool.
I know that they're like an enterprise software, but I now officially like cannot stand it. Like I want to see what it is that they're doing that makes them have this valuation and like what their tool can do. And I've thought about requesting a demo just for grins and seeing if they'll give me one. If that's something that you would be interested in, you're listening to this, we'd let us know, because if so, then I think it'd be fun to do an episode around it to see if we could get access and, you know, play around with it some. But this is just, this like nearly just, you know, blew my top off. I don't even like to top my head off. Like I can't.
Yeah. Uncork $2 billion with a B. Unbelievable. I'm still laughing at Lacey's line. I'm trying to keep it together. Keep it together,
I'm
folks.
Sorry that I'm still laughing
at it. That's too good.
It's great. Okay. I'm going to try to get us back on course. Adalo. Adalo has a new feature. Sign in with Google is here. If you've built an app and you have authentication and sign-in capabilities and you want to sign in with Google, holy cow, now is your time. Dive in, get started. This is really cool. So link to this in the show notes as always. But another thing that Adalo announced is that annual pricing is here too. So that's one thing they didn't have before. But if you're one of those people like, I would just rather pay up front and take that discount, that's available now. So definitely check that out. Pixel Geek, no code awards. So Nelson, who we're trying to get on the podcast pretty quick to talk about his new Pixel Geek community, he's starting Pixel Geek no code awards. I love this. We've seen challenges all over. In fact, Lacey, you're on the MakerPad T30. What was it? September 30 day no code challenge. Were there winners picked for that?
Yeah, they were. Which I thought I saw like a lot of hype around the challenge and all that. But then when the winners were announced, I don't know. I think people weren't spreading it as much because they didn't win, you know. So they I don't know. But yeah, they did. And the winners, I mean, I was really blown away by these people, all of them. So what they did was they had like so many submissions and then the community voted and then they picked like the top, I think it was like 15. And then those were sent over to the judges and then the judges voted on those. And those were just mind blowing. I mean, I was seriously taken aback at what was built. There were, you know, three winners. One I think was called Neo something, and it was like an exercise app where you could like work with a virtual coach.
Nice.
While doing like exercises, they could help you know like what exercises to do when and different stuff like that. And the other one was Daily, which was like checking in with your team or with your community daily on doing like 30-second videos and just kind of like catch ups and that sort of thing. And then the other one was, I believe it was a video game built in Bubble, which was really cool. So everyone did a fantastic job on their submissions. And I was just, I mean, like I said, just the power of what they were able to do in 30 days just was phenomenal.
That's really awesome. I was a little disappointed because I saw so much hype around the contest itself. And I could find not a single tweet about the winners. And I was like, who won? Like, who won? And when I went to the challenge page, the winners weren't listed. So I'm glad to hear that. That's awesome. I saw a couple of those projects that you mentioned that some people had tweeted about and shared, and they did look really incredible. That's really great. But anyway, Nelson also doing No Code Awards. Nelson's approach is really cool because when you enter, when judges think the way it's going to work is when judges review your project, they will record it and review your project and then try to give you feedback on, you know, okay, I'm probably not, I don't know how they're going to pass people through to the rounds, but like the reason, like, here's how your app or your no code project could get better. Like, you should take these steps. You try to do these things. So, which I think is really cool. So not only talking about like how it's great, trying to basically in review, help you and like give you steps forward, which I think is super awesome. It's a cool approach. I'm super stoked about it. So if you haven't joined Pixel Geek community, definitely go check it out. I think this is going to be awesome. Member Stack. If you subscribe, if you're like a Member Stack user and you subscribe to their newsletter, it's gold. In this month's newsletter, they talked about 10 new features, which 10 new updates, and they're supporting over 1,000 businesses now, which is really cool. But let me go through some of the updates that stood out to me. One, GDPR checkboxes. So you can add a newsletter opt-in box to your sign-up form with one click. So get GDPR compliance right out of the box. Membership change trigger, huge. So if there's a change in a membership, you can trigger in Zapier and take an action. So somebody cancels a subscription, that's a change in membership. They move to this other membership tier. Now you can boot them from whatever other service they maybe were getting access to, you know, because of that. I think this is really cool. Credit cards are now available. You can take them on free trials. Coupon expiration dates, coupon redemption limit, improved member import features. But another big one, there's an official Integromat module now. So if you are an Integromat user and fan and you want to use MemberStack, that is native built in. No more having to use the API calls to do that. You can do it just with those modules, which is really great. Parabola, also some really great things coming from Parabola. Facebook ads integration is live. So it makes it possible to pull over like 400 unique metrics from Facebook. And they have those pre-built recipes that they've had with some of their integrations lately where, you know, instead of you having to build the flow, like it's like, oh, pull like this report from Facebook ads and do this with it. Like you can literally just drag it out. It does that for you, which is really cool. They improved performance. And so a lot of people had really large parabola flows, and I can totally get that because I'm some of those people. You know, like when you have that much data and there's so much happening, it obviously happening in the web can really have a hit on performance, and they've made some great strides there. And now they have auto detection for date formats. So, you know, if you pull in a column that has dates, you don't need to enter the starting format and the exact structure. It's just going to be able to recognize that, and then you can convert it to the format that you need, which if you're one of those people who doesn't understand all the date formats and you're like, is there a textbook that goes with all these dates? Like, what, like, I don't know what I do have. This is a real welcome improvement because not having to dig through all that is really nice. So props to the Parabola team because these are really cool features. Lastly, I shared a clonable this past week, which, wild enough, it includes Parabola. And so essentially what it is it's a site that you know, I want to encourage people to vote. That season is upon us. But also, on top of that, I worked with the ProPublica API, their Congress API, which pulls in representatives and all those different cool pieces, and pulled in House representatives, Senate representatives, and placed them into the Webflow CMS and built the flow so you can do that too, run it and update it and get the latest folks in there. But essentially it allows you can select one issue, like maybe you have a social justice issue, like maybe it's voter suppression, maybe, you know, whatever it might be. But you can literally go in the CMS and change what you want people to tweet at representatives. And when it pulls in that information from ProPublica, it gives you all kinds of information like how often do they vote with their party? When are they up for election next? You know, all these different things, but it has their how to contact them, and it's got a click to tweet button, and you can click and tweet at those folks. So if you're trying to just organize your community around an issue and are trying to help them use their voice to contact their representatives, this is a cool clonable that you can use. Hopefully it makes it easy for people to stand something up. I saw a few sites like this just kind of spin up recently, and they weren't even on Webflow. They were on other platforms. But, you know, people who had, like, a lot of power or money behind them, LeBron James for instance had more than a vote. And, like, when they first spun it up, there was just no functionality whatsoever. And I thought, there's got – for someone who's well-resourced, like, to – like your first iteration has, you know, low functionality. Like what's it like for just everybody who wants to do something like this and wanted to find a way to hopefully make it easy for anybody who wants to raise awareness around issues to have a way to like pull this site up. So it's accessibility friendly. It's really not styled a whole lot. Like I think it looks okay, but like I tried to leave, like there's a lot of grays and blacks and whites. Like, so you should be able to come in and like pop in your colors really easily. I did write some custom code where if you choose a location, it uses, you know, local storage to save that. So when people come back, they can see the representatives quicker. So hopefully it's something that folks can use and you know, maybe you can use it for all kinds of reasons, but it was fun to build and you know, hopefully it's useful for folks. So, and well, that's our no code roundup. Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks since we've been here, right? So we missed last week. We need time to slow down. We were all like, you know, trying to catch our breaths. Well, it looked like we'd all run a marathon. We're all crying for help. And so we didn't really get anything out last week. But this week we're here, we're back, and we want to talk about Webflow's underrated features. So this will be fun. I can't wait to hear what Matt and Lacey have to say. I've got some sneaky ones myself, but excited about this. So if you're listening to this episode and you're like, this is the underrated feature in Webflow, you should tweet us and let us know. Like, what did we miss? What's your favorite? What's your favorite feature? Excited to hear that. But let's dive in. Let's just go all in here. So who wants to go first and start talking about some features?
I will. I was actually going to hop on and say something about the end about tweeting us is that more and more we've been getting those tweets and we love them. And they're really helpful to us. And like, it's just great to see because, so it's the three of us talking, obviously, but that's how we can interact with you is tweeting about like what we're saying or agree, disagree, or add on or take away. It's fun. And we welcome it. That sort of like that dialogue, respectful dialogue anytime. So we're serious about that, about tweeting us about these things. My first one, which is my absolute favorite thing, feature in Webflow, like the thing that sets it apart for me from everything else that ever was, is copy and paste. Because you can literally build an entire website by hitting copy and paste and not doing anything. And I think especially when you're first starting out, trying to understand some functionality and how things are built, or if you're like, I need this functionality, but I don't know how to build it, being able to just copy and paste that into your project is super great, easy. And I mean, it's so quick. I just can't believe what you can do just by pasting it into your project. So that's my first one. Second one is conditional visibility. So this one Ben actually taught me about, because I was working on a client site and needed to build out these pages and kind of like spoof a collection page of it looking like multiple collection pages, but it was actually just one collection page. And so what you can do is you can select your elements and then select conditional visibility when certain you know, actions occur. And so that's been a huge game changer. Go look that up on YouTube. Maybe we can link to it in the show notes, some information about what that looks like. And then third, it's another one Ben showed me. Ben is obviously the Webflow guru, if you haven't caught on by now. And that is using Grid on a collection wrapper, and you automatically get cards. I hate building cards and forms. I don't know what it is. I just struggle with it. But when you can create a grid and add that to a collection wrapper, and then suddenly you've got cards, and then you can even go in and like set your height properties so that you're not getting disjointed. It is such a beautiful, quick way to display your dynamic data in a way that's functional, works across devices. And so those three for me are just underrated. I don't think people talk about them enough. Those three right there, I think, are just total game changers in the ability that Webflow gives you over your projects.
Yeah, I agree. Those are good ones.
Cross-site copy-paste. That's so powerful. Changer.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know. Yes. Because there's so many times, like, I don't know, for those of you out there who use Webflow, it's one, for the reasons Lacey mentioned, is really incredible. But also two, like, if you work with a team, you know there's no multiplayer support in Webflow. Like, you can't have five people working in the designer at the same time. And so having the ability to, like, okay, I know what you're working on. Like, we can have a shared style guide and then duplicate that project. I can build some pages in one project. You build them in the other. We're using the same components. I can easily copy and paste these over into that project and merge it together. It's so wonderful to have the ability to do, because not only is it like, hey, moving these features from like learning and pulling things across, but like literally productivity, like having multiple people being able to design and build at the same time and then merge those pieces. I don't know. To me, it's super great. But Grid on a collection list, people sleep on that too, I think. Yeah, I for sure completely agree with you. People like still use columns, or they use Flexbox, and you spend a lot of time like just trying to dial everything in. It can be really difficult. So I love all those. I think those are great.
Yeah, I think I think those are great too. If I had to give my three, I would say, and this is such a cliche answer, and I say it every time people mention Webflow to me and ask me what my favorite feature is, it's backups by far. Just because, like I said, every time I mess up a lot. And so when I mess up, I like to be able to revert. And it's not just me. Like, I was doing a Webflow training with a client last week, and it's just like so nice to be able to go in and be like, hey, you know, this is like GitHub like commits, but you know, without having to touch a command line ever. And so like I can have these, all these named versions, and it's automatically saving in the background too, every like 20th auto saves or something like that. And so I like backups a lot. I think it's very underrated, and I hope people use it, but I feel like they probably don't use it enough.
Version control, you know, I mean, like,
exactly.
I also love it too. Like, if you're working in a really intricate project and you're like, okay, I've got to change this thing. I'm going to change it, and it's going to be a huge change. Like, you're completely, I'm going to rebuild the nav. And you just, there's always this anxiety because you're like, it's in a great state now. I just want to make an improvement. So it's like, oh, you know, shift command S, force a save before I break everything with the new nav. And then exactly. I can always go back to it. You know, like, that's just a comfy feeling.
100% that. My next one is, stupidly enough and conveniently enough, Ben reminded me of this feature today as I was working with a client. I was trying to get multiple instances of player.io in a CMS post. So like the client had a written guide and they wanted multiple audio clips throughout the article. And I was like, well, crap, how am I going to do that? Because I can't, you know, split this rich text field and like insert player.io somehow. And then I was talking to Ben and he was like, well, you can with this feature. And I was like, oh my God, how did I forget about this? And it's the custom code embeds in the rich text fields. Because before you had like rich media, so you could embed a video from like a certain number, like a very select number of providers, like YouTube or Spotify or SoundCloud, things like that. So you do video and you can do audio, but it was limited. I mean, it did not open up the possibilities as much as custom code embeds do. With this new thing, you can literally just drop in whatever you want. And so long as you have a way to initialize multiple instances of something, so in my instance, multiple instances of the player audio player, then you're good to go. And so that saved me today. But then I was thinking, I was like, oh my God, there's so many other use cases for this. Like in Notion, if you use Notion at all, and there's that call out feature where it like gives you like this nice, clean, like, highlighted box to kind of just like call out important information. You could totally just style that class in Webflow and like on a style guide page and then reference it in just like a small bit of custom code. And so I think that's fascinating to me. And there's so many things you can do with custom code embeds, in my opinion.
Webflow has a smart embed in there where it's like, okay, you can paste in a YouTube link and automatically like,
right.
But like there's some services that aren't supported. And so this lets you embed from anywhere first. But then second, a use case you and I ran into when we launched the Visual Dev FM site, which is highlighting code. And so it's like, we're going to type this code out, paste it into the rich text editor, but we're going to like double curly surround it percentage sign on either side. And then writing JavaScript to get, you know, a prism or something like that to then recognize those and then format what's in between it. It was a nightmare. Now you can literally just use Prism or whatever your, you know, code highlighting, syntax highlighting tool you want to use. And then you can just use the pre-codes like you normally would anywhere else, wherever you want in your post. And it's automatically going to format your code if you're trying to share that in a blog post. Just like you said, the use cases are just like mind-boggling. There's so many different 100%. Ways you can use it.
Yeah, definitely. My last one is being able to pull CMS values in custom code snippets. If you've listened to this podcast at all, you know, all of us have some sort of code background. And me especially, I just love writing. I'm not like a JavaScript pro by any means, but, I love writing JavaScript when I know how to do it and when I can piece it together and like being able to pass in information from my CMS item. So let's say I have a blog post and it's got, you know, I'm using all 30 fields in my CMS and I have maybe fields that I want to reference in a custom code or I want to pass something through to custom code that I don't necessarily want to be on the page or things like that. I can totally on my CMS page settings, I can write my custom code and I have this add field window that lets me choose essentially any value from my CMS and pull it in. And so that's essentially what if you saw what Ben and I built for Chance the Rapper, Rapper Radio, that's essentially how we were doing a lot of it. And it's just such a clutch feature to be able to pull that data in because otherwise, you'd have to write some code that would be like on page load, try to find this element of text on the page or something like that. But this is just like right in there. It's really seamless and I just feel like it doesn't get used enough, but you can do some really cool things with it. Like I feel like with Rap Radio, we kind of push the boundaries of, I guess what I've seen in Webflow with custom code. And so, I think CMS values and custom code is my last one for sure.
Yeah. We kind of, we went all out on that one, didn't we? right. But that was,
Ben is a JavaScript genius that does not, will not take enough credit, but he is a genius behind that.
It's fun to do. It's funny. Like, I think I don't know if we highlighted that on a podcast or if we shared it in a video, but I've had a couple people reach out to me since finding it, and they're like, hey, this is like, you can do crazy stuff with this. And it's like, yes, yes, you can. You can do just all kinds of wild, incredible things in Webflow when you take advantage of those features. It's really powerful. For sure. And I love it. I think it's great. So my underrated features.
I already know yours are going to be just like bonkers. And I'm going to like, I'll never have thought of them.
Like, did you know that you could go to space and use Webflow and communicate back to Earth?
Exactly.
That's what I'm waiting for.
It's next month that comes out. And I'm really excited about it. If you want to try out that beta feature, let me know. So my first is, as someone who loves code, CSS Preview, I think is a killer feature. Just... if you don't know about CSS Preview, in the bottom left-hand corner of the designer, there's like a little circle with like a question mark where you might go for help. And it pops up a menu, and one of those says CSS Preview. You can click to open that up. And it was cool before because you could select an element, whatever you had styled it visually, it shows you the CSS that's written to do that, right? Which is great. Like, you're like, okay, I can see the CSS. But recently, they added a button to that preview. So now you can literally copy it and paste it in elsewhere. So if you're just looking to like, hey, I'm working on this project, it's not Webflow, it's actually in code, or if you're like me, sometimes like you have things you're going to style by hand in Webflow, you can literally in the project style something, copy the code, then I can paste this in and I don't have to worry about, you know, any other piece. And, or if you're just learning, like you're like, how does CSS work? Like, or I'm trying to like, really up my CSS game, it's super empowering because you can get a quick look at what the code looks like right in the designer, and you can see all the values change as you work on it. It's super awesome. It's definitely one of my favorites. Quick find is, it's funny. I think I work at Webflow. I think I heard the joke a few times now from different people within Webflow that we should relaunch that feature every year because people forget about it and don't use it. And every time somebody finds it, like, hey, this quick find feature, wow. You know, and you'll see like a blog post about it, or you'll see tweets about it, or you'll see like a YouTube video about it, or like whatever. And it really is such an impressive feature. And so for me, I've been a Mac user for way too long. And I love keyboard shortcuts. I hate using my mouse. I think that comes with like you having created before Webflow with writing code, right? Like I'm just used to like the keyboard commands and doing everything. And so being able to command, I think the official version is command D, but you can command K just like you can in Slack or other features. So you can use either those or control E, control K. Pops up a button or a field there in the designer, which is really cool. But there, if you pop it open, so command K opens it up, off to the right hand side, there's a little gear and it has actions where you can add elements, add symbols, add assets, select on page elements, go to a page, go to a collection. So you can literally type in a collection item, name of collection item, hit enter, jump to that collection page. You can, you know, if you're searching, like I use it all the time to search if it's select on page elements, is there a custom code embed, filled on this page, I can literally, you know, search embed and it will show me, yeah, there's two or three on this page. I can select them, pop them up, quickly find things. But you can also command K, like I always command K top, start typing section, enter sections on the page. Now that section is automatically selected. I can command K, start typing div pops in. Command enter, which is my third slept on feature, which is keyboard shortcuts. Command enter gets you into the CSS field up there where you can add a class that gets you in the selector field. And so you type in your class name, hit enter. Now it's got a class name, command K, add in my elements in between.
Can't you even add symbols? Like if you define a symbol, can't you add it with the, that's insane.
Yeah. It's the absolute best. And so you can really like, if you've built a good style guide and you have components that are symbols, you can just like lay out a page, just never touch your mouse. And you can very rarely touch your mouse when you do it. And then, you know, if it's Shift P opens up the publish menu, and then Shift Enter publishes. So like I do that all on Shift P, Shift Enter. So I can publish my site without having to go click the publish button, which is great. So there's all kinds of shortcuts all throughout Webflow. And in fact, if you're in the designer, and you want to know how, like what all those are, if you go down to the bottom once again, and you hover over that little question mark, there is a keyboard shortcut panel where you can see all of those, but you can use your arrows. Like you select an element, you know, arrow up takes you up the parent level, up the tree, you know, left and right takes you, you know, to sibling elements. And so you can kind of navigate without having to really work very hard or use a mouse. And so a lot of things in there that you can do, and you can like even change your views. You can switch between breakpoints. You can, you know, jump between the tabs over on the right-hand side, you know, jump to interactions and all those different pieces just by using different keys, which is super useful. So like if you want to become like Webflow Ninja and really be quick in the designer, keyboard shortcuts are your friend. So I think those are the three, the three features that I'm like, I don't know if people give enough credit to. And I think they're built really well and they work super well and they bring a lot of value. I know to me, like when I work there, so those are things I spend a lot of time focusing on. And so like when we're like, well, that's underrated, I'm like, those are the things that are underrated in my mind. So, but that's me.
I'd be curious just to hear, like, if you're listening, who's the most right? No, I'm just kidding. Which feature do you think is most underrated? Because I'm like genuinely curious if we're missing something or if you disagree or agree. We'd all love to hear it. So at Visual Dev FM or at any of us on Twitter, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah, and there are a lot of things that aren't, I don't know, there are a lot of things that aren't sexy, I guess. Like there's the new canonical like link that you can throw in and settings and SEO. They have like the integrations with like Google Analytics where you can just paste in your code and you don't have to like go like all those direct in. There's like a lot of really cool things there I think are amazing. But yeah, so definitely something to check out. And if you have a feature where you're like, hey, you totally missed it on this, you know, cause there's a lot of little things like even like, you know how you can have like all paragraphs, you can give a rich text block a class and you can say all paragraphs inside this, you can nest those. So there's all these little features everywhere. I would just love to hear what your favorite features are. I think those are, there's a lot of cool things out there. So anyway, want to say thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out with us. Really appreciate you. And hopefully you learned something today. And if anything, you learned that Alfred's a cool app that you should probably go check out. If you learned nothing else, hopefully you learned that. And so appreciate you listening. We'll be back next week. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Deuce.
Thanks for listening to visualdev.fm. You can find us on your favorite social media platform at visualdev.fm.